Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
The Vagabonds are Nashville's alternative southern rock band, and we recently heard their new single, Tom Petty and the Braves, and before the song even ended, Tug and I had called them up to invite them on the Braves Radio Network. Fresh off of Hangout Fest and coming to Marietta, Georgia on September 2nd for the Georgia Country Music Festival, they're now live in studio today to talk about their love of the Braves, Tom Petty, and the South, and to perform a special acoustic version of Tom Petty and the Braves for you right here live on the Braves Country Podcast. Guys, welcome to Braves Country.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Welcome.
Driving way down from Nashville all the way to the ballpark, but it's not a bad drive. Nashville's a relatively easy drive, and then coming to the ballpark's always fun.
Oh, yeah. And, we're used to making that drive from Nashville to Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm sure. And everybody's wearing Braves gear, so that's good. There's nobody in the band that's not Braves fans.
That's right.
Yeah, we're all together.
We run into that occasionally where some people will be like, half the band is Braves fans and the other half is, I don't know, Marlins fans or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it could be anything.
Well, being all of us from Alabama and Georgia, so it's kind of like that's it for us. It's just
that's
the Braves.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Some people talk about L.A. and they mean the Dodgers where Freddie Freeman ended up. When y'all talk about L.A., you're talking about Lower Alabama.
That's right. Yeah.
I love it. That's God's country right there.
That's right.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today. 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. I want to introduce everybody to the Vagabonds. Daniel Allen is the songwriter, lead vocalist. Richard Forehand is the lead guitarist, a songwriter, backing vocals. Paul Bruins, Paul's hanging out in the back. He plays the bass. Bo Cooper is a songwriter, keyboardist, backing vocals. And you are from Georgia, it's my understanding. Where in Georgia from?
Canton.
Up in Canton, right on, man. Yeah, we're right down the road from homeboy. That's exactly right. And then on the drums, Brian Harris, man. It's cool to have y'all here.
It's cool to be here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are obviously big Braves fans. I mean, you got the gear on and you wrote a song about the Braves, and it's amazing. That's what we're looking for is country folks who appreciate the Bravos, because there's a lot of talk about how Nashville might get a team. And
what do
y'all think about that? Yeah,
because I hate it. let's be honest. I don't want anything to disrupt Braves country.
It's the last thing Nashville needs is another professional sports team.
Yeah. Well, the Predators do well, though, don't they?
Well, the Preds and the Titans do well, but it causes.
Now you're
lots
calling
of
the
traffic.
Titans professional.
There we go.
No, I'm starting to get into the Titans a little bit more. I mean, we grew up in Alabama, so the Braves were literally our first team.
Yeah,
I remember watching the World Series with my grandmother.
Yeah, that's
like
awesome.
95.
I remember watching that coming down. I couldn't believe I was getting ready to leave for the Navy. I had just joined the Navy and was getting ready to leave, and the Braves win the World Series. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Yeah, because I grew up in the Braves were not good, in the 80s. They had that blip on the radar when Murphy had the couple back-to-back MVP seasons and that kind of stuff. But then from about 82 to 80, until 91, things were just real bad. But it didn't matter because I sit and watched the Braves on TBS with my dad or my grandpa, whatever. And on the radio, no matter where we were going, we always had the Braves game on or the Braves on the radio. It was just part of what you did. It's just who you were. Yeah. You know, it's almost like college football. It's that same kind of passion.
Oh, absolutely. That was our Sunday tradition. We would go to church, and then we'd go to my grandmother's. She would cook, and then we'd watch the Braves game.
What was she cooking?
Oh, she did it was pot roast.
Yes, sir.
mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese.
Heck yeah, that's living.
Fantastic.
That's living right there.
I think that was really all she could cook.
Now, Tug, before the show, Daniel was telling me that y'all met at Auburn. Does everybody agree with that? Is that true? Is he telling fibs over here?
That's the origin story. Yeah.
That's the origin
Four
story.
Four out of the five of us met at Auburn, and we started the band in Auburn. And then a few years after that, our original keyboard player left. And that's when we got Bo. We got him more in Nashville.
So y'all drafted a Georgia boy.
Actually, we traded one for, another.
Okay,
the
got
original
it.
Keyboardist was from Marietta.
Marietta, not, which is not far down the road. So all Auburn fans, I assume, if you go to Auburn, you become an Auburn fan, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, War Eagle.
So now I find some confusion with the whole War Eagle thing because I hear people shout that occasionally. You know, and I've been down to their ball games once or twice, and they'll, you know, they when they kick off War Eagle hay and all that. But I can't help but notice their mascot is not a war eagle. It's quite confusing for maybe a layman Georgia fan to understand the war eagle and the tiger thing.
That's all right if y'all don't understand.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's right. It's an Auburn thing.
You guys will come around.
No.
You'll get it.
Wait. I want to understand. Help me understand.
All right, so they are the Auburn Tigers.
Right, okay. Right, okay.
But war eagle is like the battle cry. Right. And now the story is that back in like the 70s.
It's a bad story.
It is a bad story.
I've been told the story before.
But the story is, I think they were playing in the Iron Bowl and they were down like two or three touchdowns and a eagle came in and started soaring and everybody started going, War Eagle. You know, doing the chant, and they came back and won. That's the story.
Y'all made that up.
I think Brian is paraphrasing the story they tell us when we're freshmen going in there. I don't think that's the story they tell us.
That's not the story I heard.
No.
Okay. Well, what story did you hear?
It was a lot worse than that, actually. It was
Daniel, some
trainer had an eagle and he let it go, and then they started chanting.
See,
War
somebody
eagle.
Told me it was a man that was in Vietnam. And an eagle swooped down and saved his life, and he's a Auburn grad. I swear, this is what somebody
I
told
like
me.
That one.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, like, because I was
I'm going
like,
with that one.
I would be like, look, if I'm going to take one, I'm going to use that one, and I'm sticking with War Eagle, and I'm letting the tiger thing go. You know, just let that go all together.
Just pick one.
I think War Eagle. It sounds so good, and
it's the best.
You know, the eagle flying is the best pregame tradition in college football.
It is cool.
So that's good enough. I don't need a story.
Yeah, seriously, forget the story.
Yeah.
All right, if you had to, okay, let's go around the room quick. Before we move along, because not everybody's Auburn fans that listen, because that's the thing. The great thing about Braves Country is that it covers an entire geographic area, and there's Clemson Tiger fans, there's Crimson Tide fans, there's Georgia Tech fans. I mean, there's fans from everywhere. But if you had to vote, if you're keeping one or the other, how does the Vagabonds vote? How do y'all go? Are you keeping War Eagle or are you keeping the Tiger? Who has to leave?
I'm going War Eagle.
Okay,
yeah.
War Eagle got two, War Eagle three, War Eagle five. Everybody.
Keep that one.
All right.
Yeah, War Eagle.
So Tiger's like a backup mascot.
That's right.
What you're saying, right?
That's right. He's
on the bench.
That's
yeah.
right. He's coming off the bench if we can get him to do that.
He could be our blooper.
Yeah. But, dude, blooper is, I'll be honest, when blooper first came on the scene, I was just like, he looks like a Philadelphia Fanatic knockoff. But blooper's Twitter game is better than any other mascot in any sport, college, pro, doesn't matter. If you follow Blooper on Twitter, you are going to laugh, man. Whoever runs that account for the mascot Blooper is a dang genius.
It's probably the same one that does Wendy's, because theirs is hilarious.
Wendy's
as
has
well.
Got a good Twitter game?
It's the same person.
I love it.
I mean, they're hilarious.
I love it. Too. Yeah, man. Blooper is A+.
Well,
the other night
at Outcast Night, he was dressed as Andre 3000.
Which, why wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I mean, like, what would be the reason not to dress like Andre 3000?
I mean, if Andre didn't make it, so somebody had to stand
there. That's exactly right. Somebody had to be there. I saw the
pictures from the bobblehead giveaway. It was...
Dude, it was as big as the World Series.
It was incredible.
Well, it was the third largest attendance at Truist Park in the history of the park, including World Series and playoff games.
That's crazy.
To get a bobblehead. To get a plastic toy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to sit on your counter and collect dust.
Well, I got one. I got here about 5 hours early and got mine took.
Example of why.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I did not hang around. I was afraid of those crowds. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I've lived through this once. I think I'll take a pass. but it was fun, and it was cool to see everybody rally around. It's cool anytime you have a bunch of people coming down to hang out at the stadium, and it's always fun. So what about favorite players and memories? I mean, because everybody kind of comes together for the Braves, and we'll start with you, Daniel. Favorite player, favorite memory of growing up a Braves fan?
Yeah, it's all nostalgia for me. I grew up in that same 90s era of always watching the games at home. So it brings me back to like Chipper Jones, Tom Glavin, Greg Maddux, Smoltz, David Justice, Ron Gant, all those guys, And so that was when I was a huge Braves fan. I was playing baseball. Baseball was my life growing up. I played from the time I was five to all the way through high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What position you play?
Center field.
All right. Right on, man. That's awesome. All right, Richard.
Oh, you know, Danny hit a lot of them, but I got to throw Andrew Jones in there, too.
Oh, my gosh,
and, of course, the Brave of all time is Hank Aaron.
Oh, my gosh. Greatest of all time. Greatest player of all time. Yeah, you got your dog's name after him.
I named my dog after Hank Aaron and Hank Williams.
There you go,
senior.
Absolutely,
the senior.
The two best Hanks ever, right?
I love that. You've merged the two best Hanks.
You've
merged everything we love into one dog.
I'm telling you, man. What kind of dog is it?
He is a coonhound mix.
Oh, dude, the greatest. Those dogs when they bark, it's like I can go to sleep with that.
Yeah,
I can go to sleep to it. It's just so soothing to me. I love him.
He can. Well, no, he can rattle the pictures on the wall.
Seriously, so maybe not go to sleep to him.
It's 9 in the morning. You're like, no.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. If it gets crazy.
What about you, Brian? You got any favorite Braves? Could you tell us what they say to all these big names? Give us one obscure Braves.
Okay,
I
do. All right, so I remember.
He hit me with an eye.
I remember, I was watching. I was watching. He's still to this day one of my favorites. But I was watching him. I think at his first at bat, he hit a home run, which was Jason Hayward.
Oh yeah.
I was like, he's going to be the greatest Brave. Mm-hmm. And then they traded him, I think, to the Cubs.
Yeah.
And now he's
St. Louis, then the Cubs, now L.A.
Yeah, and now he's playing with Freddie out in L.A. So.
And came here, and his first game with the Dodgers popped a home run against us.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
And then the worst. Yeah, I mean, but now, I mean, you got, you know, Acuna and Michael Harris, which I love Michael Harris. I told him about because they were doing previews about 2 weeks for him leading up.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody that we're related, so since we have the last. Yeah,
right, exactly. We're brothers.
Yeah,
so different, mother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we play a lot of the same and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just hitting home runs.
I can't wait to see you in center field or at least left or right.
You know, I figured they probably asked me to throw out the first pitch tonight.
Yeah,
so
it'll likely happen. I don't blame you.
Just putting that out there.
Absolutely.
Well, we love that y'all are here, and the reason we found you was this song, Tom Petty and the Braves, and we've got acoustic guitars in hand, so I just want to get right to it and let the people hear this great song. Tom Petty and the Braves. Who wants to tell us about the inspiration for this song? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but at the same time, how did you put it together?
Yeah, so we wrote this it was a whole long story, really. I'll just break it down for you. A couple of years ago, we were standing around drinking, as we do after shows, and just kind of coming down from a show and hanging out, and we had our other Georgia buddy with us, Ross Beasley, and it was me, Ross, and Bo sitting there, and we're like, talking about the Braves and like reminiscing, like, man, everybody's grandmama loves the Braves. We're like, we gotta write that song.
That's
man.
True.
You know, everybody's grandmama's sitting there smoking cigarettes watching the Braves back in the day.
Yep.
So it morphed from that to, we all love Tom Petty. We listen to him on the road constantly, always have Tom Petty radio on. So it morphed into, everybody loves Tom Petty and the Braves.
You right about that,
man? Yep. Well, TBS made that possible. Because
yeah.
TBS was a nationwide station. That's why there's Braves fans in Colorado and Kansas and obviously across the Southeast, but just everywhere. There's Braves fans everywhere. I think they're the third most popular franchise in all of baseball behind the Yankees and the Red Sox.
And then with Tom Petty, man, it's like, if you were to ask me if there was an artist besides maybe the Beatles who had a perfect record, not just a song, but a perfect record, you know, Full Moon Fever, I think, is it.
That's a good one, man, with Free Falling on there.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, it is good. Was that 1989, maybe? It seems like somewhere maybe a little, maybe like early 90s. But anyway, but no doubt, incredible. So if y'all ever thought about this, for a long time, it wasn't until we started doing this podcast, and Scott Munn taught me the wisdom, like, I never even realized Tom Petty, I never thought of Tom Petty as Southern rock. I just, you know, it was just kind of rock to me, right?
American rock and roll.
That's exactly right. But then he's a Gainesville fella. So, you know, he's a big Florida Gator when he was alive. He's a big Florida Gators fan. We don't hold that against him. But, but the fact that he's from Gainesville and he's a Southern man, you know, that's Southern rock as it is. But it was even bigger than that, and it was American rock, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he moved out to California. But a lot of his songs have Southern roots, you know, and, like, themes behind them. So, yeah.
Yeah, super.
And those
super
are two things that I think will always be here: Tom Petty and the Braves. You know that.
Amen.
You don't need a time capsule for it. It's just just going to be there.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear the song. I love the recording. Actually, Tug and I talked about it at the end of the show. We're going to play your upcoming single, which we'll talk about in a minute, and the studio version of this song, Tom Petty and the Braves, because it's just great. It sounds so good. But since you all came, I figured we'd ask you to play it acoustic.
Let's
here
do
in the studio.
It.
All right, man. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
Give us a little count off, Brian.
You want a little count?
Yeah.
Yeah, all okay.
Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
was saddled up in the backseat, riding with my mama and my daddy. I was 8 years old, headed up to Fulton County for the game. Radios playing Louisiana rain. Heaven must feel a lot like that. I'll never forget that day. Way down south where I grew up, everybody loves Tom Petty and the Braves. Keep me in it. A rock and roll hook and some guitar picking. A winning home run in the ninth inning at a sold out night. Thank God I had a ticket. I might have grown up, but ain't a damn thing changed. I'll always be a fan of Tom Petty and the Braves. '95 had him saying, I won't back down. Chipper Jones at the plate, Tom Glavine on the mound. In 21, they brought it back to town. They were popping champagne, we were singing out loud. To the heartbreakers playing our favorite songs. I'll never forget that day. Way down south where I come from, everybody loves Tom Petty and the Braves. Keep me in it. A rock and roll hook and some guitar picking. A winning home run in the ninth inning at a sold out night. Thank God I had a ticket. I might have grown up, but ain't a damn thing changed. I'll always be a fan of Tom Petty and the Braves. Tom Petty and the Braves, keep me in it. A rock and roll hook and some guitar picking. A winning home run in the ninth inning at a sold out night. Thank God I had a ticket. I might have grown up, but ain't a damn thing changed. I'll always be a fan of Tom Petty and the Braves. Tom Petty and the Braves. Tom Petty and the Braves.
All right. Buddy. Yes, sir.
Son, if that don't make you stand up ready to do the tomahawk chop, I don't know what will.
Come on.
Goodness, the name checking in there is so good. I love, you know, the fact that you brought in Chipper and Glavine and the names that everybody knows and loves, and then obviously everybody loves Tom Petty.
Yeah. I mean, and how's it feel to play that song on the Braves Radio Network right
That's
here in
cool.
the studios, right
That's
outside
special,
the stadium, man.
Man. That's special. Cool.
I mean, yeah, awesome. I know, like, everybody's, you know, but I'm, like, freaking out. I'm, like, we're at the back. Like, I'm, like, very excited. But I remember the first day he brought that in, and, I don't think you even had the second verse until we went into the studio. But he played that first verse, and I was like, man, that's really good. And then we get in the studio, and he was like, I got the second verse. Mm. And, you know, Chipper Jones, and I was just like, man, that is great.
That's a home run.
That's a grand slam, I'd say.
Fun bullet.
Hey, you know, I saw when I was scrolling through and I found you guys on Instagram, I think, and there was this little video that wasn't the full song, but it was kind of like this stop motion video that you guys made to kind of tease the song, I guess. And who came up? Everybody was out in the ballpark swinging the bats and stuff, and it's really good. How'd you guys come up with that? And are there plans for a full-length video in the future, too?
Well, I mean, the concept was easy enough, you know, right? Just go out and have fun on the ball field. But Bo made that video, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Keyboards. Oh, come on up, Bo.
Come on up, Bo. We got to hear from you.
Yeah.
So are you like a video guru? Do you do that stuff for the band or no?
I do it as a means for us to get music out. So it's like music is my main thing, but video's the, second thing.
Right.
But yeah, the shots are really easy to work with because if you have a still image, you can nowadays you can basically make it do whatever you want.
Seriously, with the AI, you can make all craziness, right? I mean, all the stuff that's going on, like people making people's voice do all kinds of crazy things.
So if you do a photo shoot, technically of like enough things, you can basically make images. So I edit it in CapCut.
Okay.
And there's just like animations that you can make things move.
That sounds very fun, fancy. Yeah. Cap
it's,
cut.
That's high tech right there.
I don't really
that's way above me.
But, yeah, but it came out great. It came out
that's
really
super
good.
Cool. Yeah. That's nice work. Do you think you'll do you plan to do something bigger with, like, you know, with the song, do a full video? Would you lead that charge?
You know, I've thought about it. I don't know. We have to talk about it.
Seriously. We'll get a group huddle here at the end and we'll figure this thing out.
We've started some negotiations here or something going on.
No, I love it.
But I know y'all are going to the ball game tonight. The Braves are playing the Mets while you're here today.
Yeah.
So
stinking rotten, no good, good for nothing. Nobody likes the Mets.
That's right. Always, and it's always a beautiful day to beat the Mets.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, so maybe y'all can get a little footage. I'm not, you know, don't get me in trouble, but yeah, maybe you can get a little footage and stick that in there and make a video with a little live footage. Yeah,
absolutely,
like,
man. This is like celebrating the Braves win.
That'd be
super cool. Where now, like you said, you went out and filmed a little bit on some ball fields, is where you came up with that. Like, is that just close to home or is that Nashville? Where is it?
Yeah, it's in Nashville. Yeah. So it's, you know, everything in Nashville is 20 minutes away from everything else.
Course,
so it's it's close enough.
Just a local ballpark. Yeah, you know, just popped in there. Okay, that's cool, man.
Now, what's the reaction been from your fans and new music fans that you're encountering to this song? Have people really embraced it, or how's it going?
Yeah, it's gone really well. And surprisingly, a lot of non-Braves fans have commented on it, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only people who booed us was Houston when we played it on opening night. For the Houston Astros.
They only booed when we introed the song. They clapped when it was up.
Yeah, they liked it after we played
it. So where were you? Were in Houston when you played
Houston,
this?
Yeah.
Were you at a club or were you at the ballpark?
No, at a club.
At a club, yeah. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes they'll do, you know, they do music out on the ground. At least they do here. I assume they do it at other stadiums, too.
Yeah, it was a Last Concert Cafe.
Yeah.
That was the night we actually premiered it, was live in Houston.
You say it was called Last Concert?
Last Concert
It was probably
Cafe.
Y'all's last concert.
Yeah, right.
So they never invited y'all back.
They were like, hey guys, we really like it, but we're
never
coming
back. Cut it, yeah.
Know your crowd.
Yeah. Well, that's true, but I do want to commend you for not changing it to like George Strait and the Strohs.
Yeah,
that's
right. Right. Exactly. Yeah, because I would have lost respect. I love George Strait. Don't get me wrong.
You know, it is kind of a funny thing to be in Houston debuting a song about the Braves.
I don't know, right? You know.
It was perfect.
It was nice. Rub it in a little bit.
But if y'all notice, like, the Braves, I mean, the Country Star specifically, because I've worked country radio for, 20-plus years now, Country Stars, by and large, are big Braves fans. I mean, you think about it, Cole Swindell's a Braves fan, Thomas Rhett's a Braves fan, Jason Aldean's a Braves fan, Morgan Wallen's got a new song called 98 Braves. I mean, everybody loves the Braves. It seems to be like the thing that links everybody arm in arm is the Braves. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's got – we joke about it here because everybody's got a different college football team, but everybody loves the Braves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where everybody comes together.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, man. That's good stuff. So, y'all have been – together for about 14 years. Five records? You put out five records?
Six, really, but one.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay.
One's a lost record. If you have it, you have it.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, we have six out there.
It's like Hootie and the Blowfish with Coochie Pop. Do y'all have heard of that one?
There was, I know. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, that was their first record that they just recorded and handed out when they were doing clubs.
I believe we're going to have to bleep that out later.
Look, it's the name of the record. All I'm doing is reporting the news.
Okay.
Right. I think I have some sort of... plausible deniability.
Okay, all right.
You're not convinced, I don't think. Yeah, that's all right, though.
But 14 years on the road, it's a lot of miles, man. And but it feels like things are, like, it's still fresh, and maybe things, you know, I always think a band takes about 10 years to really brand themselves. And I felt like an idiot, actually, when I found the song and I was loving it, and I started asking friends of mine in the music world about y'all, and they're like, oh, yeah, we know them, the Vagabonds. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like my buddy Rick Poss, who runs... Brooklyn Bowl, y'all are buddies with him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Valina Vigo over the 40 Watt, she's like, oh, yeah, we've had them, or we need to get them, or something like that. So people are starting to get the picture now. So what is it like to kind of have people starting to come to the party, and you've been driving around for 14 years? Do you feel, is everybody welcome, or are you kind of like, you know, if you weren't here, you know, where were you before?
Oh, no, of course not. Come on, everybody. Yeah, everybody come.
Jump in whenever you get it, whenever you realize how good it is. Jump on in.
That's right. Come on. That's right. When you finally get the damn picture.
That's right, absolutely. Because I'm slow to everything. Like, I'd be the last one. I'd be wandering in aimlessly and be like, oh, it's pretty good. Just slap me around a little bit, you know? So I would be one of those that that picks up late because I'm always late on everything.
That's fine. Yeah, wherever, whenever you find us, if you
sound
like it,
Shakira
come on
there.
The show.
Wherever. whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I got it. All right.
That's going to be coming out later this summer.
Oh,
we did
good.
Our cover of that.
I love that idea.
Yeah, yeah. It,
but don't you think it's funny when people do covers that they wouldn't typically do? I always find it interesting when, like, I don't know, Real Big Fish, which is alt rock band. Yeah, like a ska rock. Yeah, whatever. They did Take On Me. But and they had all the horns on there, and it was so good. Like, you would have never thought of, or I wouldn't have. I guess creative people would have, but I never would have thought. So I always think it's cool when
well,
bands
you guys
do that.
Actually covered a Tom Petty song recently,
we did.
Didn't you?
A few years ago, yeah. We did, I'm blanking.
You Wreck Me.
You Wreck Me.
Oh,
yeah.
And you recorded it.
Great song.
Mm-hmm. So now we've had this discussion for a little while here. Now, would you consider that a cover, or is it your version?
I think that one is that's a cover.
Okay. Yeah, that one's a straight cover. Yeah. We have our versions of songs, though.
See, that's what we have that discussion all the time. Like, what's the difference? Like, is it if you cover it, it's exactly the same, and if it's your version,
more or less,
you change it up and make it yours.
Yeah, we did that. We recorded "Long Hair Country Boy" by Charlie Daniels, and that's very different than his.
Okay.
That's our version of that song.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that makes sense.
And we did somewhat our version of "Atlantic City" by Bruce Springsteen.
Okay. All right, right on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, big Springsteen fans too?
Not as much as some others, but yeah, I got a lot of respect for him. And
yeah, sure.
I have my favorite songs of his, but I'm by no means a super fan.
Yeah, me either.
I know there's probably a lot of Braves fans listening to y'all that are.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but whatever. Teach his own, man. I'm not a huge fan either. I laughed when he fell down on stage the other day.
Oh, I didn't see that,
man. That was.
That?
No,
I didn't
like
see
he
that.
Broke his hip, man. That was a hard fall.
I mean, what is he, like 78 or something?
Yeah.
He's in great shape, though.
Yeah. I kid. I didn't laugh. I just get the reaction.
I went to a show in Raleigh one time, and it is like church, man. He's got a whole thing going on. I mean, and I didn't know there was no opener. This is an interesting one. So I didn't know there was an opening band, guys, and I went to the show. I timed things out where I was going to get there right when I thought he was going to go on. I didn't know that he opened for himself with a big mega set. And so I go down I go in. There's nobody in the concourse in the Greenville Arena or whatever, and I go down the steps, and I kind of keep my head down because it's like the show is going on. I bought the tickets through the agent or whatever, so they were decent. They were to the left of the stage. And I'm kind of keeping my head down. I'm sneaking in there. I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm late, and I'm figuring it out as I go. I'm like, okay, there's no opener. Great, I messed up. And I get down, and I look up, and Bruce Springsteen is standing right over me, like rocking out, like glory days, like right over me, trying, like pointing out to the crowd that I'm the late guy. And then, so I look up, and I start nodding along to it and everything, and then the whole crowd cheers, like, okay, now he's in.
Yeah, right.
So
absolutely.
It was cool.
Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah. But I'll tell you another thing about him. Don't ask him to play Born in the USA. He doesn't like to do it. So.
Okay, well,
that's fine. That's not one of my favorites.
It's probably my least favorite if I had to pick one. But, and when it comes to family, I mean, I know your family on the road, obviously, but family's important to everybody. It's certainly important to us. I mean, how do you keep in touch with family? How do you, what's the mechanism y'all use to stay in touch with the people that love you the most and y'all love the most?
Well, phones are great now.
They're handy.
You do FaceTime. I'm married. I have two kids at home and another one on the way.
So important to stay in touch, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of FaceTime, a lot of calls. That's the best way.
How many dates are y'all doing a year?
I have a family with two kids, so not as many as we used to do.
Sure.
Probably somewhere around 70.
Okay, all
60,
right. Still,
70
that's,
now.
That's still that's just a good little haul there, man. And
well, yeah, I mean, it's nice too because you get to go home.
Yeah,
like you do a 3-day run, go home. Also, I think after COVID, people realize like you don't have to be on the road for months at a time.
Yeah,
which is really nice. You know, you go do the 3 or 4 shows and go home, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, go out and do another run. So
yeah, that's cool.
Really nice.
Yeah, because who needs that Tuesday night show in Kalamazoo? You know what I mean?
God, man, those are
Monday and Tuesday
soul
nights,
sucking.
Man. Yeah, sure. we've definitely done it. I mean, there were some times, years we would do over 200 shows, close to 200.
We would do over 150 though.
150 still. That's not terribly far off.
I mean, that's a lot. And what I always tell people is, go ahead and multiply it times two. When you say 70 shows, that's 140 days on the road, basically, because you got to get together, get out there. You got to get back. There's travel days.
Yeah.
You know, God forbid you have a night off on the road. Boy, so it really does take up a lot of time and time away from the family. What about you guys? You got family at home that you want to mention?
Well, I mean, I don't have a family myself, but I do have a long-term girlfriend and two dogs, so it's not the same as kids, but it's still my Nashville family,
The coon dog
that I
Hank.
Love and get back to, yeah. Got Coondog Hank and little 6-pound Shih Tzu named Rad.
Rad.
So they're an odd couple.
And Rad is probably the badass of the group, right? He's the one that he was like, "I will tear you down."
Uh-huh.
He didn't know that you could just step on him.
Yeah.
And don't convince him of it. You know, just keep him alive. This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. What about you, boss?
I just got my brothers. One lives in Jacksonville, one's in Athens, Alabama. And then my mom and my stepdad, they're based in McCalla, Alabama, from where I'm from. So
What's McCalla close to? I'm not familiar.
It's outside of Birmingham.
Okay.
I always tell people this, if you know anything about sports, which you guys do, Bo Jackson went to my high school.
Oh, that's
McEnory High School.
So. Wow. Bo knows.
He was the greatest athlete
of
all time.
So do you know the Jackson family and all that? Or did you?
I met him in passing. But last year he was at the Regions, and that was awesome. It was him, Charles Barkley, Dale Murphy, which nicest guy in the world.
Oh, yes.
Taylor Hicks and John Daly. And they were on the
Taylor Hicks, the singer.
Taylor Hicks, the singer. Yeah. And they were on, so me and my best friend Tristan ended up just following them around and just listening to Charles Barkley talk to Bo Jackson's the funniest.
Barkley's so funny to me.
Yeah. John Daly was like, "Bo, put your ball down." And Bo's like, "Are you sure?" And then Charles chimes in. He's like, "Yeah, he's a golf pro." And just everybody loses it.
He's exactly right. So good.
Yeah.
Faith, how do you keep your focus on the road? Like, my faith's super important to me. Same way with Scott Munn. And how do y'all keep things in perspective?
Yeah, faith is a big thing for me. I'm a Christian.
That's too. My
foundation, man. I mean, that's where you
same here.
That's where you celebrate the highs and go to when you have the lows.
Absolutely. So. Which in life in general, there's lots of lows. So
man, it's not always highs. It's a roller coaster out there, especially for musicians and. Yeah, that's the foundation, man.
What about gospel music? Do you guys ever get into some country gospel action?
I like Zach Williams.
Oh, my gosh, that dude's incredible. His voice is
really good, man. I've been into him lately. And I have a buddy that works at K-Love. You know the radio station K-Love?
I do,
So he's turning me on to he's a videographer, but his name is Josh Greenacre.
Okay cool, man. Yeah. That's awesome. Buddy of mine that used to be at 101.5 here in town with me is now, I don't think it's K-Love though. It's one of the other Christian networks, which is kind of cool though. But yeah, man, my wife, I've worked country radio my whole career, right? And my wife is so into contemporary Christian. She hardly ever listens to country. She don't listen to anything. She'll listen to alternative rock because that's what she grew up on. And then she's from upstate New York, so it's a little bit of a different path. When it comes to music, like I love Southern gospel and country and bluegrass, and gosh, I like it all. But yeah, she's gotten super into contemporary Christian, which is what she listens to most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about y'all?
I grew up in the church.
Did. Yeah.
And when I go back home and visit my parents, I'll go to church with them too.
Sure.
But I think, you know, music gives me a lot of the same type of inspiration and drive that faith does too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, bringing it back to Tom Petty, the song "Have Love Will Travel."
Yeah,
you know, the third verse of that song is, "Let's hear a cheer for all the bad girls and all the boys that play that rock and roll. They love it like you love Jesus. It does the same thing to their soul."
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's
a good one there.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I do agree, man. Music is something that cuts deep. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like my son's getting ready He just graduated high school and headed off to college. And man, there's certain songs, and my wife doesn't get super emotional, but there's certain songs that just turn her into a puddle.
Oh yeah.
And then she turns into a puddle, and that usually gets me getting a little wet-eyed too. You know. So it is music, man. It cuts through like nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, so what about you, Brian? Where do you fall in this whole
church? I grew up in the church. I'm Christian. But I grew up on like DC Talk and like Jars of Clay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was POD. Like
for sure.
That was like. I know that's such a broad, but that was kind of, my brother was one of my biggest inspirations. Like, he taught me how to play drums.
That's cool.
Shout out to my brother, John. And but no, he taught me how to play drums, so he got me real big into, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, that was kind of what I was never really big into the hymns.
Yeah,
you know, because it's
no, I get it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But as crazy as I've gotten older, like, I go back and I love them more than I ever did before.
I do now.
You know, it's weird the way because I remember being the same way when I was much younger. I was like, oh my gosh, if I have to sing softly and tenderly again, I'm gonna lose my mind. No, you know? And now I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, and also it is one of those things, like, you know, like, even when we play music, we have, you know, a song, Shaky Hands, that you know, I definitely can, you know, when we play it live and you look and you see as it's grown through the years, you see people sing. I mean, it's emotional, you know, because I mean, it's something we wrote in a house in Auburn.
Yeah,
you know,
now that song, I just read online that song just recently crossed the 5 million stream mark. Shaky Hands.
That's correct. Yeah,
tell us about that song a little bit. What
it's pretty
what,
impressive.
What's that song about? Is it got the gospel element in it?
No, that's got a woman element in it.
Let me tell you, that'll turn you back to the gospel quick.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was one of the first songs we wrote whenever we first got together back in, that had to be 2009 when we wrote that, mm-hmm. and released it 2010. So it's been out for a while, but it's been our most popular song almost since day one.
5 million wow. streams, I guess. Yeah. So goodness yeah. gracious.
Is that the show
so
closer?
Impressive.
Is that the one you close
that
with?
That is the show closer.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a big heavy hitter.
Yeah. Pretty much count on that at every show.
All right. Yeah. That's cool. Very cool.
Well, we're going to have to listen to that one. I mean, that's the thing about this great song, Tom Petty and the Braves. It's going to get folks to get in there and find out about the rest of your music, too. So so I can't wait to hear Shaky Hands after the show. And what about Hangout Fest? I guess you played Shaky Hands there. Mm-hmm. How was that? I did that gig once. It's down on a beach down in Florida, right?
Yeah.
It's on Orange Beach.
Oh, yeah. Orange Beach, Alabama.
The Redneck Riviera.
Yeah.
There you go.
I keep telling everybody that the Hangout was a show that exceeded my expectations, which never happens. You know, you always build something up in your mind. You're like, oh, it was good, but I thought it was going to be better. Not the Hangout. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was because we opened the stage, like we opened the second main stage at like 12:30 on Friday. Mm-hmm. So you're like, there's going to be nobody there.
And it was packed.
Slammed. Yeah. Like, I mean, there was a couple thousand people out there. And then we got to end up staying. And, you know, we stayed the whole weekend, me and Paul and Bo did, and it was great, man.
Just right on the beach, the waves rolling in.
That's good living there.
That's great living.
That is a pretty part of Alabama.
Well, it was terrible scenery. I mean,
yeah,
looking
seriously,
out the beaches
I bet,
right
I bet
there.
There's ugly women everywhere.
Oh,
like, ugly dudes.
Yeah, they were like, there's a girl down there. I'm like, where? So I don't go over there. Yeah, you know, exactly. It's disgusting.
Two-piece.
Yeah, two-piece. But no, I mean, they were wearing some stuff.
No, I'm sure. So, yeah. There's something about the beach that that is just incredible. Man, it's a lot of fun down there. Y'all are coming up to Georgia Country Fest, and you can find out more about it at gacmf.com. Georgia Country Fest, gacmf.com. But on the show is a guy that Scott Munn and I just absolutely love, Jamie Johnson. Holy cow, he is one of the greatest. I love Jamie, but he's just one of the guys that's playing this show. Cole Wetzel's on there. There is Colt Ford's in the group too. Man, there's so many folks that are playing it. I'll get you the full lineup. But how did y'all get involved with it?
Just our booking agent.
There you go.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Doing what we pay him for.
Yeah, yeah, right on.
Well, I mean, it's a great lineup, and you guys definitely fit in with all those folks. It's got kind of the alternative country scene, if you ask me. And Jamie Johnson, have you guys ever met him before?
We're about to do a show with him, a little showcase. It's actually Charlie Daniels tribute there in Nashville. And
nice.
He's one of the guys singing in it. And so, yeah, we'll meet him next month.
That's awesome. Cole Wetzel, Cody Jinks, Turnpike Troubadours, another band that you guys are friends with, Muscadine Bloodline. Mm-hmm. And y'all have known those guys for a little while.
Yeah, for I don't know how long, a long time, probably at least 10 years.
You said, what do you guys like, just said a minute ago that they decided to form the band
Charlie,
sitting on your couch or something?
Well, so Charlie went to Auburn, mm-hmm. And we knew him back then. He played in the scene. And, yeah, I think Gary was at our house the night. He was like, yeah, he was telling about right when they were forming Muscadine Bloodline, and he was telling about it. He was like, you guys remember Charlie? And just kind of going there, and it was like.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and they've done really good, man. They, you know. They've put out great music, so.
For sure. They've recently, it's not been terribly long ago, they played next door at the Roxy Theater, which is right across from
nice.
Yeah, from Truist Park.
Yeah, they definitely road dogs, man. They've been on the road and
Yeah, they get out there and get after it. No question.
Speaking of Road Dogs, you guys certainly are. And that show there is September 2nd, the Georgia Country Music Festival in Marietta, Georgia. But a couple other dates in Braves country we want to mention. One of our favorite venues on the beach, the Windjammer over in Isle of Palms, July 29th.
Oh, yeah.
You're going up to Wisconsin to play that Miles of Music Festival in Appleton. Mm-hmm. But here's two dates that I really dig. Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville on August 25th with the Dirty Governors. Those guys are cool. And then this Mighty Roots Music Festival in Stovall, Mississippi on September 22. That's a nice one, too. So you're starting to get into the festival thing, and that's great, right?
Yeah, that's always been a huge goal for us, and this year it feels like it's really picking up for us, so yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, so can we talk you into a second song? Do you feel like playing? Is there something you surprise us with, or do you want to knock out the big hit, or what are you thinking?
I think we're going to go with a Georgia-themed song.
All right, let's go. Now you got my attention.
That's right. Ted loves anything about Georgia. What you got?
This one's called Georgia Fire.
Georgia Fire.
Just count off?
Yeah.
All right.
Dent of a buzz, connection through a wire. If it's all right by you, I think I'll stop by for the fire and see what's going on. We danced all night, we cried and prayed for the good times, they won't die. Found out what burns and laughter fades. If I told you I know, then I lied. The rolling hills and green trees fade into summer's chill and spirits free. Midnight sirens wailing rain brought a flood of tears over me. The exit signs were burning bright as I made my way for the door. And as I ran into the night, heard the chorus of flames screaming, I want some more. Well, it's time to take your bow. The final curtain goes down. She was the center of our mind. She was the heart of this town. Now she's gone. She's gone away where the rolling hills and green trees fade into summer's chill and spirits free. Midnight sirens went and raid brought a flood of tears over me. The exit signs were burning bright as I made my way for the door. And as I ran into the night, heard the chorus of flames screaming, I want some more. Red ashes burning, music's in the air. We'll sing together, just not here. Georgia fire, Georgia fire, caught in the middle of a raging Georgia fire. Oh, it's burning with rolling hills and green trees fade into summer's chill and spirits free. Midnight sirens waiting rain brought a flood of tears over me. The exit signs were burning bright as I made my way for the door. And as I ran into the night, heard the chorus of flames screaming, I want some more Georgia fire. Georgia on Georgia Fire.
There you go. Goodness gracious. Nice yes, work, sir. Boys. Goodness gracious.
I like that one.
The Vegabonds, you can check them out. Vegabonds.com is their website and on the socials at the Vegabonds. So, dude, incredible work, man.
Georgia
tell
Fire.
Me, yeah, tell me about that song.
So that one's about the Georgia Theater.
Okay.
So it burned down, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Or it didn't burn all the way down, yeah, but it had right. a big fire.
See, I guessed wrong there. I thought you were either singing about that firebug Sherman. Or maybe somebody had a relationship go wrong with one of our Georgia peaches down here. But you're singing about
set your car on fire.
So that's cool.
It's
though,
about the Georgia Theater there in Athens. Yeah.
How about
yeah,
that? How many times y'all played there?
A handful or more. Yeah,
yeah, half a dozen.
That's
maybe?
A cool mm-hmm. venue, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh,
love that place.
Well, they did. They rose it out of the ashes, though.
They
man.
Did, indeed.
Lately, yeah. lately, it's a great venue now. You
it's
know?
Great.
Oh,
yeah.
Really cool. I appreciate that big ceiling fan up there, too, yeah. I'll tell you what. Well, cool. So, man, that's what about touring down south versus I know you guys are starting to tour Europe a lot, right? Is that something that's happening? I saw you had some dates over there. Are you going to Europe or you've been to Europe?
We did.
We've been to Europe yeah. three times, three tours.
Okay, yeah. What'd you think about it?
It's great, man. They love rock and roll music. They received us very well, you know.
Right on.
We keep hearing that the Europeans just dig American rock and roll. And
they love it.
Like, even sometimes even more than Americans do. You know, it's just the fact that they just totally are so inviting and they're so open to new music and they just, like, immediately it clicks for them.
Yeah, they latch on quickly yeah. to, if anything catches their ear, then it seems like they become a hardcore fan right from the get-go.
That's cool, man. Because yeah. To be honest, I wouldn't expect that. You know, it's not one. That's not what comes to mind. Is
yeah. Well, you know, Spain reminded us a lot of the American South in general.
Yeah. Yeah. In what way? Because I've been there a few times.
You know, the kind of the speed.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's
goes,
a little slower. They'll like, take a siesta in the middle of the day. They'll disappear. Yeah, on
you know, like the great seafood.
Yeah.
And the love of music.
Yeah, that's cool, just, man. Yeah. Yeah,
you know who else has a lot in common with the South is Scotland, which is where my family's okay. originally mm-hmm. from, because they have that obviously the rebellious nature against England or whatever, you know, and so they really do like to rock there too. They love their mm-hmm. Southern rock. Spain, Scotland, I love Holland as well. What are some of yeah. your other favorite countries? That you...
Sweden.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was mm-hmm. that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. absolutely. Well, we don't get to get negative.
Many reasons.
We won't get negative, but there's a couple of countries over there that I could just skip, really. But
France.
Yeah, yeah. And what about baseball? When you're over there, did you guys go during baseball season, and or did you go?
No. We're back shaking yeah. our back. We would like, never oh, leave during baseball. Yeah. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, no. We yeah. did, well, the second tour we were over there, we did watch the Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, we yeah.
I did that in Greece when I was in the Navy.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up with your sports when you're overseas.
Yeah, but
like
we've
that.
Either been, you know, like in January, February or in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
So it really like not too much affected baseball.
Yeah.
That last time we went was during the summer, but it was only for a few weeks, so like it didn't really cut in too much.
Did you ever watch their football?
Not while we were there. Right. Not when we were over there.
Yeah, like I kid sometimes because I have a nephew that plays soccer, and you know, and he's really into it. And I've tried to get into it, I just can't. You know, I watch Team USA, and I'm go America always, right? There's no doubt. But just to watch football, their football, soccer, I can't get with it. Although I did like Ted Lasso, I'll admit I did watch that. my wife and family and I watched the last episode last night, so that's about as close to soccer as I get.
Well, I don't know how to transition from that because we never talk about soccer.
Well,
but,
and we ain't going to cover it a lot here either.
Well,
I wanted to bring up
Nashville's got one of those teams.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Atlanta
too. Soccer team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nashville SC.
Did y'all ever go to there?
I haven't been to a game.
That's like the Atlanta United. I ain't never been to a game.
Like, I don't have any anything against soccer.
No,
but
me
just,
either. But I just
yeah, just don't.
Yeah, I can't.
Don't have the spark.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm thinking.
I would be the guy. Like, Rich loves baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Paul and me, like, But I like every sport.
Okay, yeah.
If it's right. Auburn, if it's badminton and Auburn's home, I'm watching. But I'm going to go hopefully the next couple weeks.
Yeah,
to see
I heard Auburn was highly ranked in the badminton this year.
We're regional and national champions. So.
That's awesome.
Even though they're a baseball team.
Yeah. Well, that was tough. That was tough to see.
Yeah.
I know two kids. Oh, no more than that. But two kids that are down there, and probably five that are headed over there from my son's friend group. So we were dialed into Auburn, and losing to Penn was a little surprising.
It was, but I miss Tim Hudson as our pitching coach.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's part of it, right there.
Absolutely, it is.
He's coaching a high school team over there.
Yeah, I heard he got a job somewhere in
Lee Scott.
So he needs to leave that and come back to Auburn.
Let's get your priorities in order.
Yeah,
honey, what are you doing? Yeah, Timmy, what are you doing?
I think it was the first time that Auburn has been a host team 2 years in a row.
With the regionals.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a great program. Yeah. They have a great baseball program. I always have. Frank Thomas went to. Come on.
Bo Jackson.
Good Lord.
Well, speaking of your keyboard player being from Georgia, you got one more Georgia connection, and that's the producer, who is always like the extra member of the band in a way in the studio. And that's Tom Tapley produces a lot of your stuff, and he's a great guy, Tug. He's from here in Atlanta, and he's known for his production work with Christian Bush, Larkin Poe, engineering work on Sugarland, Bruce Springsteen, Destiny's Child, even Elton John. And then I was in the studio with him a little bit, just helping out when Charlie Starr and Blackberry Smoke did some work with him.
Yep.
Just a really impressive guy, really calm. And talk about what it's like to work with him, if you will, and tell us all about Tom Tapley.
Well, and he also works really heavily with Mastodon, too.
The metal band from Atlanta.
So I just wanted to add that to the list.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. That's cool.
Yeah, Tom's great, though. I think from the first time we met Tom, so he's originally from Alabama, so he just fit in with us like glue, man. And it's been a great relationship since day one, and Tom allows us to be creative in the studio and doesn't give his input until we need him to, which sounds crazy, but a lot of people as producers that'd be the first thing they would do, right? And so he allows us to be free and open in the studio.
He wants a band to sound like themselves.
Right.
And he's just going to try to facilitate some ideas and make it come out well.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
But
he doesn't want to change what the band is doing.
Yeah, I like that, though, man. That's where you want to be, man, for sure.
Now, I hear he's joining y'all to go to the ball game tonight. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
He's a good guy. I hope we see him over there. He's cool. Tom Tapley, man. Shout out to Tom.
I mean, everything we've done since 2016 has been him.
There you go. So,
that's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Well, good enough. Well, I can't wait to hear some of that stuff and get more used to the music y'all are putting out, man. I'm so glad that y'all are here. And as we close down, we always talk to everybody about eating because that's one of my favorite things to do. Scott really likes it. Everybody seems to.
I like it a little too much sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes me too.
I can understand that. But
that's the thing. So whether the places, whether you're in Nashville or in Atlanta or at home in Alabama, where are the places you're going to eat that it's a never miss? You always go.
I made a little list because I've listened to a few of y'all's podcasts.
I came prepared. Yeah.
No, but I was thinking about it. In Nashville – one of my favorite spots to go is like a little casual Italian place called Coco's.
Okay.
Coco's Italian Market. That place is really good and, kind of a no pressure place, but it's really good food. And Sperry's Steakhouse is another one. That's kind of our like special occasion place.
Okay.
And let's see, what else did
Now, what was the last special occasion that y'all went over and had a steak for?
not me and Brian.
Yeah,
not
me and you, man.
Me and Jess. It was our, back in April, it was a kind of our anniversary dinner.
Okay. Right on, man. That's awesome.
And then a place by our house. I will include you in this one.
Fat Boys?
Fat Boys.
I was
going to
say that.
Barbecue.
Right on. Yeah. Everybody's got their barbecue stock.
Now, what's the band order when you go to Fat Boys? I know somebody probably just orders for everybody, right? What do we get? Are we into the ribs, or what do we have?
Well, we usually order for ourselves, kind of group. But
well, I'm just saying, sometimes when you go into these barbecue joints, you just everybody. We get.
I mean,
a rack of ribs, and
we'll do like the band card to pay for it all.
Oh, there we go.
You like to get ribs, Brian does.
Yeah,
love ribs. Yeah, I was gonna say Fat Boys. That was one, but in Alabama, Milo's.
Okay,
Milo's hamburger. I mean, I'm sure you've had the Milo's sweet tea.
Yeah, sure.
Shout out Milo's. Just
where's Milo's base? Is it
Birmingham?
In Birmingham, okay.
It's Birmingham, and I think they got one close to Athens now.
Golden Rule is what we've fallen in love with over there.
Golden Rule,
yeah. Go over there and play. My son plays baseball over there, you know, and has over the years. And for whatever reason, we went there and he loved their burgers. And yeah. I know it's a barbecue joint, but he loves their burgers. And so every time he goes to play, he's like, Golden Rule is first stop. That's why this is such a great conversation, because everybody has that place that they always want to go to.
You got Dreamland. Really,
I was going to ask, how do Auburn people feel about Dreamland? Are you cool with it, even though it's like a Tuscaloosa, Birmingham thing?
That's fine.
Good food. I don't care. Just feed me good.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, yeah, good food's good food. Yeah, Dreamland. Also, Bob Sykes in Bessemer, Alabama, is probably my favorite place.
Bob Sykes.
It's fantastic.
Right, what is that? What's Bob Sykes?
It's a barbecue place.
Oh, more barbecue.
Dreamland. Bob Sykes. All of it's great.
Turned into what's your favorite barbecue place?
Yeah. We always go to one in Columbia, Martin's Barbecue.
Oh yeah, Martin's.
Really good.
Yeah.
In Columbia, Alabama?
No, Columbia, Tennessee.
I don't even know where Columbia, Alabama. Is.
Yeah, I live like 40 minutes south of Nashville.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah,
Martin's is really good. It's kind of like it's just Tennessee based, but like a small Tennessee barbecue chain.
Yeah. All right. Well, Bo, what about you, Bo? What are y'all eating if you're gonna go get something good to eat?
Usually Mexican food. Mexican food.
Yeah, which is the number one. I just learned that the number one type of restaurant in Georgia is Mexican.
What's an authentic Mexican place that you like?
Cinco de Mayo.
Let's go! All right, Paul, what you thinking?
Speaking of Mexican, my favorite spot is Rosie's in Huntsville, Alabama. It's a chain. Okay. Really great Mexican.
It is a chain or it's not?
It's a chain based out of Huntsville. It wasn't a chain years ago, but they got one in Florence, Alabama, Huntsville, a few spots.
That's good living over there.
Yeah, it's grown into something. So
got
really
good
great.
Quesadillas and margaritas and probably some fajitas
or something. I think I always get the El Dos. It's like
he knows his order. Yeah, I got the El Dos.
A couple enchiladas with some queso drawn over it. Best salsa around, so
I love it, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, and there's about a million little taquerias in Nashville too. Yeah. You really can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's so good, man. Well, it sounds like y'all eat good. And you obviously play good music, and you love good college football, and you all love the Braves, man. I can't think of a better fit. And thank y'all for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, before we let you go, I know you got a new single coming out soon, and we love Tom Petty and the Braves, but we want to preview the new single, Interstate Cowboy. We're going to play the album track for that right after we hear the album track for Tom Petty and the Braves. But can somebody kind of set up what Interstate Cowboy is about? Did you write it? Or?
Some of it. Our buddy, we actually did a collaboration with another Georgia boy, Sam Birchfield. And so he's very popular, and he's one of our good buddies, and he came in the studio, into Tom's studio here in Atlanta, and he brought most of the song or the lyrics, and the guys were in the studio kind of just jamming the music, and that's kind of our formula, is like somebody just play something, and then here's some lyrics, that we have stashed away, but... Sam wrote most of this one, and then I helped him finish a little bit of it, and the guys did the music. And, it's just about living on the road, being a musician, I guess you can kind of make it any road life song.
Truck
you can be
driver.
A trucker. Yeah, yeah, it'd be a good trucker song. So,
Ball player.
On the road all the time, no doubt about
it. Just interstate cowboys, man, always on the road.
That's it. There you go. Well, we're going to play, like I said, the studio version of Tom Petty and the Braves and Interstate Cowboys. We close down the show. So, again, appreciate y'all being here. I know you're going to have a ball at the ballpark tonight and have so much fun cheering on the Braves. And,
absolutely.
Don't go over there and let them lose in front of those stinking
Mets. Yeah, if we beat the Mets tonight, we're going to need y'all to come back every time we play the Mets. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. We got to get this
twist my arm.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, speaking of, there's some good food over there at the ballpark, too, man. They do a good job. Delaware North runs all that over there, and they do really good work. Some of it will blow your heart up, but, it'll taste good going down.
Yeah, check out our barbecue here. One of our favorite ones is Fox Brothers over here.
Yeah, their wings.
We're very familiar with Fox Brothers.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Well, boys, appreciate it, and can't wait to see y'all on the road soon. Make sure you go check them out at the Georgia Country Music Festival, along with Turnpike Troubadours, Cody Jinks, Cole Wetzel, and Jamie Johnson. It is going to be a great show. Marietta, Georgia, September 1st through the 3rd. You can get your tickets there at GeorgiaCountryMusicFest.com to go see the Vagabonds. This is Braves Country, and y'all come back now, you hear? This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
I've been rambling through towns I don't know, just a southern gypsy living on the road. I get lonesome, I get low down, I know. Keep on my soul. Too late to turn back, 'cause I'm out here traveling, I'm just running with the pack, over the mountains, across the great plains. The good times, they won't die.
and the Braves keep me in it. A rock and roll hook and some guitar picking. A winning home run in the ninth inning. And a sold out night, thank God I had a ticket. I might have grown up, but ain't a damn thing changed. I'll always be a fan of Tom Petty and the Braves. Saying I won't back down. Chipper Jones at the plate, Tom Glavine on the mound. In 21 they brought it back to town. They were popping champagne, we were singing out loud to the heartbreakers playing our favorite songs. I'll never forget that day. Way down south where I come from, everybody loves Tom Petty and the Braves. Treat me in it. A rock and roll hook and some guitar picking. A winning home run in the ninth inning. At a sold out night, thank God I had a ticket. I might have grown old, but ain't a damn thing changed. I'll always be a fan of Tom Petty and the Braves. And the Braves keep me in it. A rock and roll hook and some guitar picking. A winning home run in the ninth inning. At a sold out night, thank God I had a ticket. I might have grown up, but ain't a damn thing changed. I'll always be a fan of Tom Petty and the Braves. Tom Petty and the Braves. Tom Petty.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.